You're inadequate, and you know it. I know it, too. I don't need to yell at you or call you names to exploit your shortcomings. That would be far too easy, and too obvious. I much prefer the softer side of humiliation, the world of implications and innuendos, comments that could almost be taken as a compliment were it not for the innuendo behind them. As the old saying goes, what isn't said can sometimes hurt as much as what is said. You know that awkward silence followed by a stifled giggle when you drop your pants in front of me for the first time? Realization sinking in after you've had time to think about my comment about you being made to worship my body with your tongue. It amuses me greatly to see you clinging to the words themselves and purposely missing the humiliation behind them. I enjoy using an encouraging tone to mask the sarcasm in my voice as I play along with you and pretend that you really are Mr. Wonderful and that it's hard for me to believe women aren't just throwing themselves all over you 24 hours a day. I enjoy using words that build you up at the same time they tear you down. Words you long to hear me say, yet feel them cut like a knife when I actually say them. I speak encouraging words that on the surface might sound as if I think you're not so pathetic after all, until you realize the implied sarcasm behind them. Implications, innuendos, and things left unsaid. These are the things that sensual humiliation is made of.